The boys bought the first living room furniture, which I don't remember what it was, but I do remember that they, amongst other things they did to buy the furniture, they added a set of dishes. And we still have those. And the boys made the money from selling mistletoe and holly. And the Kansas City Southern had passenger trains on in those days. And the boys would go out and gather the mistletoe and holly, and my mother would fix it in little bundles, and little and tied up in little bundles of, I don't know how much they got for them, a dime or a quarter. But she would start the two boys out at passenger train time, and they would go down and sell these mistletoe and holly. And that's how they made their money to buy the first living room furniture and the first set of dishes we had.
I see. They go through the train, would they?
They go through. The train would stop here for so many minutes. They had to get their water. The water tank was where they could had to refuel, I think they called it.
I see. Uh-huh.
And the boys was permitted through my grandfather's being down there to do that.
I see. About how many passenger trains would you have a day?
In the start with, we only had one every 24 hours. Then we had two, one day and one night,
mm-hmm.
before the railroad division stopped here.
I see. Mm-hmm. Would you tell me more about the kitchen now? You mentioned the wood stove. What kind of cooking things do you remember? Things to cook on?
We had old iron things. We had the iron muffin pan and the iron skillets, the Dutch oven. Then on wash day, we'd bake the potatoes out in the coals under the wash kettle.
I see.
We made hominy in the wash kettle.
Would you describe that? Would you tell me about that?
I hope I can. My, that was a day and night deal cooking the hominy. And we all took after they'd get it all ready to cook and put it in the iron kettle, well, you had to stir it. Not constantly, but every few minutes. And all of us would take our turns, an hour at a time or certain time, and then my parents would take, and they never let the fire die down under the kettle. I don't know how many hours it was.
Mm-hmm. How did they make the hominy? What did they
And they made in? It from corn,
uh-huh.
and we shelled the corn, and then they made the solution that they cooked it with was lye, and I don't know too much of that thing.
Do you remember where they got the lye?
We got it from the grocery store in a can. They used old-fashioned lye.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Just like they, you know, they used lye in soap, too, back in those days.
Did you make your own, or did you buy that?
The soap?
Yes.
Oh, we made our own.
You did?
We made our own yeast. My mother made her own yeast.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell me how you made the soap?
No, sir. I know it took a lot of grease, but we'd either kill or have maybe a neighbor. Back in those days, the neighbors, everything you had, you divided or you shared, or if they had something you needed, they divided with you, and then when they needed something, you divided with them. And I know we could never make soap until somebody killed or butchered a hog, and then we would melt the grease, the lard, in big old pans, had the pans on the top of the stove and in the oven, and it's a wonder we didn't get burnt up,
mm-hmm.
making the grease, and then that's